Take your Bibles and turn to the book of James, please. James chapter 1. We're going to read one verse in James chapter 1 this morning. That's verse 17. And as our custom is, when we read one verse, I'll read through the first time aloud. You'll read along silently. And then we'll read together in unison the second time through. That's James 1:17 this morning. James 1:17. If you would, while you're finding your place, would you please stand to your feet? In honor of the Word of God, as we read the Word of God together this morning, James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now let's read together, please. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Father, we do thank you for today and the opportunity that we have in this room to hear the Word of God preached and those that are listening on the internet. God, we pray that we would not waste our time this morning. We need to hear from heaven. So, Father, we ask that you would help and calm everything and help us to hear what the preacher has for us today individually. God, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for our pastor as faithfully preaches the Word of God to us. Now, Father, for all this to be accomplished, we need you to anoint him with thy Holy Spirit power. Use him today to help us. And, Father, one last thing. If there's somebody in this room this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray they would settle it before they leave today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated now, I ask that you, of course, turn your cell phones and things off
this morning. Give us a chance to have a little peace and quiet in church today as the PA system feeds back upon us. It won't do it. Now I know it won't. I asked the young people in our chapel service in our schools one morning, tell me about your favorite gift you've ever received. And of course, it was everything from a kitty cat, which frankly I don't think is that great, but everything from a kitty cat to a bicycle to all sorts of things. Younger ones, older kids, started talking about it. Now, if I were to ask you this morning, think about the most wonderful gift you ever received in your life, your favorite gift. Of course, when they got done, the kids had listed all the stuff, you know, presents, toys, different things like that. I didn't rebuke any of them for saying, why didn't you say salvation or the Bible? But when we think about gifts, when the Bible says every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, the Bible says. It talks about how God has given us gifts in life. Have you ever gotten a gift you really didn't appreciate? I mean, you got it and you thought, oh boy. Now, there's a problem with us getting older. Most of our gifts are medical or supportive. Or both. Let's face it. For a guy, basically you wind up getting underwear. I mean, that's about all you get for our gifts once you get to a certain age in life. Anybody ever give you something that you thought, you know, that wasn't that great a gift? You got the picture ready, fellas? Dim the lights up here so they can see this. In our chapel service one day, this little boy handed me this little picture. I keep it in my office on my desk. I have it right here. And he handed me this picture. He said, that's for you, Pastor. I said, thank you. He said, who is that? He said, that's you. I thought, that man needs a couple of days off, brother. Look at that. That left leg a little skinnier than the right one. That boy now looks down at me, Isaac Russell. He was just a little boy then. And I keep this on my desk because it kind of reminds me whenever I'm having a bad day, I look at that picture and I say, yep, that's me all right. The lady that years ago rode our buses to our church here one day before Christmas, she made me this little cross. And these two little things sit on my desk. This one, I just every time I look at it, I smile. And I think, yeah, I've had days just like that. Matter of fact, I'm having a day just like that right now. And that reminds me of this. This little thing here reminds me of things, of people that give you that you think, well, you know, I mean, what is that? Well, I'll tell you what that is. That's somebody who sat down one day and they made something. And they thought, I'm going to give that to my pastor. You ever get a gift you really didn't want? Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, and who is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, we have to qualify some things this morning. In this James chapter 1, the earlier part of the chapter, he talks about going through trials and testing in your life. Then he says, but every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, and whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, how could a trial or a test in life be a good gift, though? How could it be a perfect gift? See, when we think of good and perfect gifts, we're thinking of something we wanted or we didn't expect that someone gave us. That was a special treat to us. But going through a trial or a test in your life, a trial of health, a trial of loss, a trial of difficulty, something like that, I mean, could that possibly be a good gift, a perfect gift? Coming down, we don't look at it like that, do we? You have one of those days where you think that's you? You ever end a day like that and say, you know, Lord, this was a good day today. I had everything wrong that could possibly happen to me in 24 hours. You ever bow your head and go to bed at night, maybe pillow your head that night and think, this was a gift from God. See, that passage where it says, oh, and we know that all things work together for what, church? That good part of Romans in 28:28, we remind you that's good according to what God says is good. It's not always good, is it? Do you consider when you were a kid and your family, your parents came to you and said, "I'm taking you to the dentist today." Did you shake their hand, hug them, say, "Thank you, Mom and Dad, for taking me to the guy who's going to drill in my mouth?" Why do they always put their hands in your mouth and ask you all the questions and somehow they know what you're saying? I have no idea what that is. You ever do that? You ever say, man, this is wake up in the morning, I woke up, I had chicken pox. I don't think anybody gets chicken pox anymore, do they? We've almost completely eliminated it. I'm not sure. I didn't think, oh boy, this is wonderful. Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. When we talk about gifts this morning, we talk about things that come to our life that someone else has provided. And in James chapter 1 and verse 17, it's talking about what God allows to happen or take place in our life. And you see, the good on the perspective is good from Him. By His understanding, this is good. Flat tires are not good, but for some reason that seems to be good in His economy. You know, blessings that come to our life, those are good too. I wonder, do we acknowledge that? Hey, listen to me. You know, God gave you the gift of life this morning. Say, well, I was alive yesterday. I'm alive today. I'll be alive tomorrow. No, you don't know that. You know that you were alive yesterday. Right now, you're breathing. But unless you have one of those $450 watches that tells you your heart is beating, we have no guarantee of the day tomorrow, now do we? Now, listen to me. And don't we know it, that this life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. Don't we know that? How life can change just quickly like that. So then every day is the gift of life is a God-blessing thing in my life. God's blessed you with that. If we list the gifts of God that brings to our life, we would and should list His salvation, the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, our church, freedom, liberty. Well, there's a bunch of really good things we could list. Yes? If we have, I said yes? Okay, just check it now. And if we have this morning, if we have health today, that's a blessing. That's a gift from God. That's not because you eat all that granola. You know, those two guys are walking around in heaven admiring how beautiful heaven was. And he said, this place is incredible, isn't it? He said, yeah, and we'd have been here 10 years ago. We'd eat all them bran muffins. You know, the truth of the matter is it's a blessing. This thing of God's good and perfect gifts in our life, the things that God brings to our lives, the things of our life, do we see all of them as good and perfect gifts? Well, the number next is this question. What do you do with a gift when someone gives something to you? Well, first of all, you acknowledge the gift, yes? You acknowledge it. You acknowledge where it came from. You acknowledge what it cost. See, that didn't cost Isaac a whole lot but a drawing in the morning and a very poor perspective of his pastor. But see, I not only keep it because it's humorous to me, but I keep it because kids give me stuff. And I hang on to all of it, unfortunately. But I hang on to a lot of these things. You know why? Because they thought about me when they did it. We have folks out here in the foyer that one of those little dear ladies, she draws me pictures. She colors pictures and gives them to me. I keep them and take them home. Because you understand, a gift is something someone else purchased with you in mind. And they provided that for you, gave it to you. Acknowledging it is good. You know, we were taught manners, right? Well, some of us were. We were taught manners in our life. You know, please, thank you, that kind of stuff. Still should be done, you know, the please and thank you thing. Because it's not just words, it's acknowledging somebody's done something for you. Well, if every good, the Bible says every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Have you acknowledged that which God has allowed to come into your life and brought into your life, have you acknowledged that came from God? You know, help you in your life, you know. It'll help you to understand some things about the working of God in your life, that He's God and He's decided this is what you need right now. I've told him before when something happened, I said, you know, Lord, I didn't really need that right now. Not right now. I said, I'm not sure. Some of these things, I'm not sure we're ever going to need them. But not right now, God. That's not what I need. But for some reason, that must have been what I needed. You see, dear people, acknowledging it helps us to understand. Look here, life is not an accident. Things do happen for a reason. There's a reason things come to our lives. You say, but the difficulties, yes. The blessings, yes. I wish we would acknowledge both of them just as freely from the hand of God. You know, sometimes difficulties come into our life because we're not right and God's trying to get our attention. There have been times that God corrected me in my life and I didn't thank Him for it at the time, but I did later. You know why, of course. Because His correction at that time in my life helped me to wake up and realize I'm going the wrong way. My life is not right. And you know what? That was a good gift from God. And it was a perfect gift because He stopped me dead in my tracks. But then I woke up this morning and I knew I was going to be preaching on this line today. Of course, then I could get ahead of you and say, boy, thank you for life today morning. Lord, thank you. So I was ahead of you on that one. But now tomorrow, is that going to be the case? Because it's a gift, isn't it? Acknowledge it. Number two, with a gift, you appreciate it. Not one of those thanks a lot things. Appreciation isn't just words we express. It's actually what we believe. We understand. You know what? Since every good and every perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, appreciation means I understand, acknowledge. Not only that, but I appreciate the fact God paid enough particular attention to me to do something in my life. You do say grace before you eat, right? Before you eat your food. You know, the old joke I tell you before, a little boy was asked by his pastor, do you pray before you eat your meals? And the little boy said, no, my mom's a good cook. No, do you pray before your meals and acknowledge that where that food came from and thank Him for what He gave you? Have you ever done that without any thought in mind whatsoever about what you're doing? You know, you just kind of say, okay, Lord, thank you for this food today, bless this food to our body, blah, 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 and we go on. We're about to approach the Thanksgiving season. It's coming now here just shortly. Oh, by the way, one more thing. You have 2 months before Christmas. Today's the 25th. You have 2 months just to get you ready. The point is, this is the thing about appreciation. Have you ever done that where you just expressed appreciation? You didn't really appreciate it. You just said something. Oh, thank you for doing that. For I appreciate that very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, that's nice. Thanks a lot. Thank you. You get out in public and mingle with people very much nowadays. There are a lot of rude people in this world who just walk in front of you, bump into you. There are cultures in this world who do not understand the American principle of space. We're in an airport, I think it was in Hong Kong. A lot of Asian folks don't understand the principle of personal space. And they'll just get right up next to you. At first you think they're being friendly, but that's not the case. You move, they'll take your place. If you step back and say, excuse me, you turn around, they'll be standing in front of you. Excuse me. And they look like they don't even look at you. They'll just go on like there's nothing going on. Thanks. Appreciate it. No, not that kind of appreciation. I mean a genuine appreciation for things. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I'd venture to say if we took the collective years of people's salvations in this room, how long you've been saved, we put them all together, oh, it'd be over 1,000 years, easy. We're getting old, huh? 1,000 years, easily. Question. Did you thank him for your salvation this morning? Because that's a gift that he never takes back. That's a gift that's permanent. Because see, since it was purchased by Jesus on the cross for us, purchased by his blood, he gave his life to purchase that gift. And that's what it costs to buy salvation. There's nothing we can do to earn it or give it up or do anything to it because it's already paid for. It's ours. But every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know the truth of the matter is, do we show a proper appreciation for those things? The gift of his word, the gift of health, the gift of life, the gift of our home, the gift of our family, the gift of our church, the gift of our country. We are showered with gifts in our life. Are we not? Okay, good. So the question then is, how about appreciation for those gifts? And an appreciation that's a genuine thing, that we actually mean it when we say, thank you for what you've done. We ought to show appreciation to God, that's for sure. When the communists took over Russia, a man escaped from there and was asked, interviewed shortly thereafter that. He said, what do you think is going to happen in Russia now that the communists have taken over your country? He said, well, it doesn't look like it's going to be a Russia that I once knew anymore. But he also said this. He said, but frankly, it's our fault that they took our freedoms away from us because we didn't appreciate them. We took them for granted. Our freedoms are being eroded from us, and we're just giving them away in some cases. And it's sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, until they're all gone, then somebody will wake up and say, what in the world happened to us? Yeah, I'll tell you what happened to us. We didn't appreciate the freedoms that we have. We didn't appreciate what we're given, and so God, then he'll take it away from us. You know, the truth is, I'm thankful that my salvation, he won't take it away if I don't appreciate it. So I want to be thankful for it, and I don't have to, I just want to. I'm glad that I am born again, that I am a child of God, that I belong to my heavenly Father. When I bow my head and I say, dear Father, I know that he hears me because I am his child. I want to appreciate that. I want to have a proper appreciation for that. When I open my Bible and read it, I want to realize this is God's inspired, infallible, inerrant word, and he's preserved it and kept it. So Mike Johnson, on this day, the last Sunday of October in 2015, I could open this book and read it. I want to appreciate what God has given me. You see, this thing of appreciation of a good and a perfect gift is a simple acknowledgement, but it's also a simple gratitude in our lives. It is true. We don't usually appreciate something until it's gone. Well, then, let's appreciate it now. What do you do with a gift? You acknowledge it, you appreciate it. And number three, you appropriate it. That means simply this. You use the gift God gives you. You use it. Say, oh yeah, I'm using my life, I'm living it the way I want. That's not what he gave it to you for. One more time, you're not your own, you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. He didn't give you a life for yourself. He gave you a life for you to do something with it for him. Something that makes a difference for the cause of Christ. Something that matters and makes a difference in the life that you live and the people that are around you. He didn't give you a life just to live it. He gave you a life to use it for His sake, for His There is a reason we're alive today. There's a reason we live on this earth. You know, we live in the most amazing day today. Amazing time. And I'm not talking about electronics. I'm talking about the day in which people of faith have lived. You and I have the honor and the privilege to live in a day where biblical prophecies for the return of Christ are completed. We're in the last moments of the last days of this age and era that God is allowing the door of grace and mercy to be opened. We live in a time where in an instant and a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trump of God will sound, the dead in Christ will rise, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together. We live in the last moments of the last minutes of this era and day in which we live. This is an amazing time in which we live today. But you know what that means? It's not time to sit around and talk about how amazing it is. It's time to get busy and do something that makes a difference. You know, it seems to me that we have this gift of life, gift of Bible, gift of salvation, gift of home and family, gift of health and strength. We have this gift. And what do we do with that? You see, it's one thing to acknowledge it. It's another thing to appreciate it. Then, you know what? Appropriate. Do something with it. What difference did your life make this week in someone else's life in a good way? What did your life do this week that touched and impacted somebody else's life in the right way? You know what a wasted life is, don't you? It's not just a life that's just thrown away. It's a life that's not used. It's not beneficial. It doesn't do something that matters or makes a difference in someone else's life. Look here, now look here. We got to stop this gimme stuff. Where everything is gimme, gimme. Gimme this, gimme that, gimme this, gimme that. As long as I get what I want, gimme what I want. We're in a political season right now, God help us. We're in a political season right now. You know what they're going to tell us? All the gimme gimmes they're going to give you that they can't give you. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to spend the next year and a half or whatever it is giving us the gimme gimme list. They're going back to the old thing right after the Depression, the chicken in every pot. They're going to tell everybody what you're going to give you, how much we're going to give you, what we're going to do for you, how we're going to do this for you, that kind of stuff. You know, it's amazing to me. There are people in this country who are dumb enough to believe that's really true, and they can do that when we're already pretty much bankrupt as a nation as it is anyhow. But you know what? Then how about Christians? Well, I got my salvation, got my fire insurance, I'm going to heaven. I got the Lord in my life, and I'm a happy person. That's my life. You're kidding me. That's it? That's what you're doing with the gift of the life He gave you? I got mine, and I'm going to go on? That didn't come from the Bible. You see, friend, it's one thing to have a gift. As a boy, I wanted a watch, but not just any watch. I wanted a John Cameron Swayze Timex watch. Now, that's old school for some of you young people. You just have to bear with me for a moment. He'd take that stupid watch and he'd tie it to the propeller of an outboard motor. Turn on the motor, watch it spin around, then pull the thing up out of the water and show you the clock was ticking. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Timex watch. Very expensive watch. Cost maybe like $6 or $8. If you bought a nice one, maybe $25 or $30, maybe. I wanted a Timex watch, and that's what I asked for on my birthday when I was about 8 years old. Birthday comes, which is September the 12th. Now, I know that's not till next year, but some of you need to get ready, so go ahead and write that down, September the 12th. Birthday comes, cake, presents, no watch. They could look at me. They could have given me the Taj Mahal, which would be a waste of time for an 8-year-old because he has no idea what that is unless it was the 60s and it was a band. Never mind. But the idea of there was no watch. My dad and his wife at that time, stepmother, she had just had a baby and the birthday's over. They go, okay, nice birthday. And I'm thinking, no watch. I didn't say anything because we weren't allowed to do that. Pouting, you know, pouting was not allowed in our house. If you pouted, they had a pout remedy. and they made you pout in other parts than your lips. But anyway, so I'm thinking, no watch. This is no good. Birthday's over. Worst birthday of my life. No watch. And my stepmother's over there with the baby, and she said, Michael, get me the diaper bag. I want to change the baby's diaper. And I'm thinking, get the diaper bag yourself. You don't say that, because then it would be worse than pouting. And she said, give me the diaper bag. I'm thinking, get the diaper bag. All right, I'll get the diaper bag. Go in the bedroom, get the diaper bag, set it down next to her. She goes, open it up for me. And I'm thinking, your arm's broken. You can't open the diaper bag. I didn't get a watch. I didn't get a watch for my birth. Now, all this is inside, okay? On the outside, I'm like this. On the inside, no watch. My life is over. It's ruined. No watch. I opened the diaper bag. Little present wrapped, about that big, about that square, in the top of the diaper bag. She goes, oh, we forgot one. And I opened it up, and it was a Tytac. No, I opened it up, and it was a Timex watch. Yeah. Life is good, and I'm going to go on. I will not need counseling or shock therapy. My birthday is complete. I have my Timex watch. And I put it on, and I walked around. Have you ever noticed or not? I wear my watch, what some people would say is backwards. I wear it on the inside, not this way. Truth is, y'all got it backwards. I got it right, okay? It's just, I won't tell you why I do that. But anyway, the point is, I wear that watch, and I walked around all day with that watch. Oh, man. I went to play with a couple of buddies of mine, and we were going to play catch in the front yard. This was actual catch where you actually threw a ball and caught it. It wasn't like a video game. It was a real catch thing. And you played pepper, where one guy would get on the base, spread them apart in the front yard. You run back and forth. The guys would throw the ball, try and tag them out. It's a day of exercise, and never mind. So, but I didn't want to, I'm thinking I'm going to slide, and they're going to hit my watch. So I took it off, and I laid on the little wall right by my buddy's house there. We played catch, blah, 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 played pepper, time to go in, went home. Forgot the watch. Got up the next morning, put my, it's gone. Ran over to my buddy's house, no watch. I had it for one day, and it was gone. If my dad's watching online right now, I lost that watch, Dad. I never told him. Appropriating God's gifts means you don't just take them, you do something with them. There's a reason he's given you what he has given you in your life. Have you ever thought that out? Have you ever sought him out on the matter? Have you ever considered that? Say, well, right now all I got is problems in my life. Well, you know what? Every good and every perfect gift comes. There must be some reason why I'm having this. Is there something here God wants me to know? Do, learn, get from this. There's no reason having hardships and troubles and not draw something from them. Get lessons to be learned for myself, things that I can use later on to help somebody else out with. See, God is not just cruel who sits up in heaven with the strings on people like puppets and makes them dance to his little tune and watches them suffer and enjoys the misery of their life. God does not treat us like that. There's a purpose for all this. Are you appropriating the gifts God has given you? Talents, abilities, the things that God has given you, the material things of your life. There's a reason God's given you stuff. It's just not there. I'll tell you how I got it. I worked for everything I had in my life. Where'd you get the health to do that? Where'd you get the blessing long enough to live it, to enjoy it? See, we've forgotten something today. We have forgotten that everything is not just a big cosmic accident. There is a direct divine design for what's happened in my life, and every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. It's one thing to have gifts. It's another thing to use them properly and do something with what God has given you. So then later on, when times get kind of difficult, guess what? I can reach back and draw the gift of what God has blessed me with in my life. I believe, I hope I can say this honestly and sufficiently enough, and if I ever start lying to you from the pulpit, I'll let you know. I believe I appreciate just about everything in my life. I've learned now when something happens I didn't expect, there's a reason for this. I don't get it right now. I sure don't appreciate it at the moment. But there must be a reason for this. God must have designed this for me at this particular time. I've learned to do that. I've learned to appreciate food, meals, roof over my head. Maybe it's coming from a drunkard's home and having a tough childhood. I don't know. I know this. You don't have to have difficulty to appreciate blessings. Because you see, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let's stand to our feet, please, this morning.